But I can tell you this.
Tell him.
I'm talking to you. Your platform will expand. The step that you made on faith was a complete one. And there were people who actually advised you against it. And they made you feel totally crazy and asinine for stepping out on faith. But God said, because you stepped out on the water, Peter, Jesus said, I'm going to meet you there. And those who are expecting you to sink, tell them they're in for a rude awakening. I also see sponsors. Yeah, they're coming. God. I say, go to sleep at night, because you go to sleep stressed, tossing and turning, like, oh my God, is this going to work? Did I make the right decision? Blah, 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 blah. God said, go to sleep. I got you. So he's going to give you strength in your body, and he's going to give you innovative ideas for your platform to the point where you won't have to find people. People going to come finding you. Now I'm done with that.
Goose, my body is shivering right now. I got goosebumps. And I play a lot. I'm not playing about this one. Staying up all night and worry, check. People telling me that I'm crazy, check. Needing the sponsors, check. Just a burden that lifted off of my chest and shoulders. So bless you, Dr. Christina. Get a little bit crazy. Everybody, welcome to the Javon Show. I am your host, Javon. Today's show is powered by Elevate Magazine and Elevate Magazine Live. We are produced by Dr. Anaisha Thompson over in Atlanta. So thank you, Dr. Anaisha, so much for giving us all of this support. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the virtual studio today, the Candy West. Candy West is on the Javon Show, ladies and gentlemen. Call your neighbors. Call your friends. Go get Kirk. Tell them Candy West. Pastor Candy West is on the Javon Show. I am thrilled. I am honored. I am blessed. I am excited beyond all approach. How are you today, Pastor?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, listen, everybody calling you like, wait a minute, is that you?
It's my mama. It's my mama trying to call me. My mama.
Put mama on the line. We got time. Come on and join the show, Mama West. Oh, my God. Like, listen, I have been a fan of yours. And that is such the beauty of having your own podcast. And it actually has a little bit of viewership because you can get people who you want and just talk and have a conversation with them. And I have wanted you on this program for a long time. And I mean, I've only been doing this show for a year, but I've been talking for about the last 20. And I have Pastor Candy West now. I've got about 1,400 questions to get to in this 30-minute period. But let's start off the way we start all interviews off. Who is Pastor Candy West?
Ooh-wee. First of all, I am a daughter. I am a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a sister. I'm a friend. I love music. I love fashion. I love God. I love Jesus. I love all things kingdom. I love doing ministry. I have over 25 years of industry experience between music ministry and industry experience combined 25 years. I have recorded, traveled, done a little bit of this, done a little bit of that with some of your favorite gospel artists, and been on some major, huge platforms in my lifetime. So I'm just a woman that has embraced all of that she is and all the creativity, all the ministry things, all the gifting things, all the calling things. So, and I'm a foodie too. I love to cook and I love to eat.
Oh, and listen, I love to eat and I love to eat. So, I mean, we can get to all the industry and all the singing stuff and we will definitely have time for that. But Pastor Candy West can cook. What does one Pastor Candy West like to make in the oven?
I love doing pasta dishes. So I could cook anything. I could cook soul food. I do the Thanksgiving meals. I do all of that. I do like the big family cooking. I don't know how. I'm just now learning how to cook smaller portions. But I'm always cooking like I'm cooking for like 10, 12 people. But I love to cook. I love doing pasta dishes. I could cook anything, really. I love roast. I love mac and cheese. And all the good things. All the soul, the heavy food, the comfort foods. But I do know how to cook healthy, which I have to do. Now I'm on a different journey with my life, too.
Are you on a stovetop mac and cheese path, or are you putting in the oven mac and cheese?
You got to make that thing from scratch. You got to make your own cheese sauce. You got to get your different levels of shredded cheese. You got to put your butter and your seasoning on your macaroni shells. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure your shells got the little flavor on there. Okay? Mix it all up.
Then yes, God.
Put it in the oven.
You got to put it in the oven.
It's just bubble over.
And how many cheeses are we using for this? This interview is going way off. How many cheeses does one Candy West put in her macaroni and cheese?
It really varies, but there are no less than 5 different cheeses.
No less than 5. We're differentiating between the sharp cheddar and the mild cheddar.
Oh yeah, you have to do sharp. You have to do mild. I usually do Gruyere. Sometimes I do smoked cheddar. I'll do Munster cheese. What else have I used? Monterey, Colby Jack. I just kind of do like a good old little mixture up and through there.
You put in Parmesan in there?
Sometimes. It depends. Now, if I want more of like an Italian style mac and cheese, I'll use more Italian flavored cheeses like mozzarella, Parmesan, things like that. Yeah.
I've been going to places and they're adding protein to their mac and cheese. Can I get some grilled chicken or some steak in this mac and cheese?
No. Here's the thing. If you want to put it on, if you want to do your thing, you get your mac and cheese and put your meat on top. That's your thing. Okay. But I'm not mixing the meat into my mac and cheese.
Does Pastor Candy West make potato salad?
Oh yeah, she makes potato salad.
Does she put shrimp in her potato salad? Don't answer that. Moving on.
No. Absolutely not.
Now, I know that you get this good singing from your mom. Do all these recipes come as a result from you sitting by her side while she was in the kitchen?
Surprisingly enough, I got a lot of my cooking from my father. My mom was the cook in the house. Yeah, my dad was the one that did a lot of the cooking. So my father was an anomaly. He was an amazing, hardworking man, but he loved cooking. It was like therapy. It was therapeutic for him. And so a lot of the holidays, he would do a lot of the main things. My mom would cook too. She's a good cook, but my dad just did. He just loved it. He worked a lot with restaurants and stuff like that. So he would just come home and just cook. It was just a thing for him. So I would always kind of be the sous chef. And just kind of watching and learning. And of course, when I started traveling and meeting people and going to people's homes and learning recipes and stuff like that, I actually learned my baked mac and cheese recipe from a woman from an industry vet, record label exec, Monica Bacon. I learned how to bake mac and cheese from Monica Bacon. Yep.
I thought you was going to say your neighbor. Who was that? Linda Searight?
Linda Searight. Yeah, Linda Searight. Mama Linda Searight. She was actually, she lived 2 doors down from my grandfather. So.
Okay.
So, I got my spaghetti from her.
Do we do cheese?
From Mama C, yeah.
Do we do cheese in the spaghetti?
I don't do cheese in my spaghetti. Now, I sometimes, depend on how I feel, I may put it on top and kind of, you know, either bake it on top or put it in the microwave. But most of the time, I don't do cheese on my spaghetti. So Parmesan cheese, that's all I do. Mm-hmm.
And I promise we're going to get to singing in a second, but you said food. And as you can tell, I do love food. I can talk about food all day. Now, I'm interviewing Peaches, a.k.a. your sister. She said something about cream of wheat over grits. You're not a cream of wheat person over grits, are you?
No. I'm more of a grits person. I would prefer grits over cream of wheat. I ate cream of wheat a lot when I was a kid. So I just, growing up, I'm like, I'll take grits. Yeah, I'll take grits. And my father was also like a rice with breakfast, ooh, like rice, butter, yeah, sugar kind of guy. He's
called. Yes.
So, you know, that's a thing too.
Me and my kids still do rice, eggs, and bacon for breakfast. And it can also be used as a dinner. Don't let it get twisted. Do you put cheese in your grits?
Sometimes. If I'm doing shrimp and grits, there will be cheese in my grits.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
to make it more savory, if I'm doing grits for breakfast, mm-hmm. it's going to be butter and sugar for me.
Okay, that was the next question. Are we putting sugar in the grits? And we, okay.
For breakfast, I'm definitely doing sugar in my grits unless I'm doing a savory breakfast. I just believe in the flavors kind of working together. So if I'm doing a savory breakfast, I may do cheese grits. But if I'm doing a breakfast where I would prefer like a sweeter side, I would do sugar and butter in my grits.
Can I tell you, and then I'm going to get to singing in a second, but what I do for my breakfast, we do sugar, butter, and cheese, and salt, all in the grits.
Mighty God.
Mighty God, indeed. We send the glory up when I make breakfast.
What a compliment. And
that's how we transition to, you are on Vincent's CD, Vincent's release, Gloria. It's been on all the music, everybody singing it all over the country, all over the world. And I've seen you sing it and you tear the house down with it all the time.
Thank you.
What is your favorite song so far that you've done? And you've done background and all these songs, but when you go out to sing, what is your go-to? What is the one that Candy West, like, if I could just sing this song every time I minister, this would be the one?
I think for me right now is Watch God Work It Out.
Okay.
I think Watch God Work It Out for me is one of my favorite songs to do, just because it's encouraging, it's prophetic, it's powerful, it's energetic. It always lifts a room. So I love doing Watch God Work It Out when I go out.
Do you, when you go out to sing and you hear other groups singing songs that you do, does it ever make you have to go into the closet and regroup and reconnect and refocus because they have destroyed that song so bad?
You know what? It's not often where I go and they'll sing a song that I've done and I'm not doing it with them. You know what I mean? Like, usually if they know I'm coming, they'll kind of veer away from songs that they know I've done. The only time that happened recently, I was actually going to a pastor friend of mine's church that I had to preach for him, and his praise team did a few of my songs. So they did Watch God Work It Out. They did Glory Rise. But they're amazing. So it was just, you know, hearing him lead it, he's dope. I was just like, okay, now this is how you compliment the artist, right?
Right.
But, you know, I haven't been in very many cases where I was sitting in the audience and they were doing a song and I was just like, that ain't it. They usually veer away from it if they know I'm there.
Have you, and being a traveling singer, and, you know, you don't have your standard singers that's traveling with you because, you know, the churches don't play like they used to pre-COVID. When you go out to travel, have you had any praise teams that have been backing you up where you're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do these last 15 minutes by myself. Y'all just hold the mic and hum while I sing aloud. Has that happened to you before?
It's happened to me before. It hasn't happened to me recently, but sometimes it just is a gamble when you go and, you know, because what's good to some churches may not be standard for you. You know what I mean? What's standard for them may not be a standard for you. So it's always a gamble. That's why I always send my tracks ahead of time. You know, so if I feel like the team hasn't really rehearsed the songs, now there have been cases where I felt like they weren't comfortable with the music. So I would just be like, well, let's do it with the track. That way the vocals are there. So I'm not missing anything because I need all the elements. I need all the things. I need the vocals. I need the music. I need the horns, the guitar. I need all the stuff. Yeah.
I asked this to a lot of singers who are on the road. I asked it to Marika and to Jacalyn, and I even asked the CC. When you have a song that is a hit, there has to be a point where you're like, okay, I'm not singing Glory Up this weekend. I'm not going to do it. Has that happened to you? And if not, how do you keep that energy, that drive, that fire for this song that is just requested over and over and over from you?
Absolutely. That has happened to me before. But one of the things that snatches me out of that is being reminded that this song was created to encourage people. This song was created to you know, be a fake soundtrack for someone. So who am I to say, because I'm tired of singing this song every time I go out, this is one of the things that draws me to this, these places. This may have been the song that helped people to discover who I am. So it's almost like, I feel like I owe you this because it's something that drawed us together, something that drew us together, excuse me, something that drew us together. So for me, I snatched myself out of that, like, had it not been for that song or that moment, I would not be here, because that's how they discovered me. That's how they found me. So it's almost like giving them a gift back. Like, you know, I'm going to do your song. I'm going to do your favorite song because, you know, you like it that much.
That's awesome. And thank you for being willing to go ahead and cater to the audience, because we love hearing you sing. And listen, you can sing the alphabet and I'll be happy, because you just have one of those voices. Growing up in the house that you grew up with, and you have these singers, you're surrounded by these singers, were there a lot of singing competitions at home? Did you all like have song battles when you were growing up?
No, we didn't have song battles. My mom was more like a baby Maddie Mouse Jr. You know, she was like, she made us sing, you know, songs. She made us rehearse. She taught us how to sing soprano, alto, tenor, because growing up in my grandfather's church, sometimes we were the choir. So, you know, even though we had other people's, a small church. So there would be times we were it. And so we have to learn how to sing everything, which worked in me and my sister's favor down the road. But we didn't really have singing competitions. Growing up, I was the one, I would walk around the house singing all the time. They gave me a nickname 24/7 because I was just always singing. I would sing anything. It would be something come on the TV and I'd sing something about the TV. Somebody would say something about, ooh, my foot hurt. I'd be, my foot hurt. I'm just like, always singing. So it wasn't really competition. It was just, I just had a freedom. I did.
Did you be around people? Because I do the same thing right now. The difference between me and you is I can't sing at all, but I still, it doesn't stop me from singing. And I'll be like, oh, I'm about to interview Pastor Candy West. And they're like, okay, why though? Why are we singing it though? Has there ever been, and I know that you're pastoring now, does that mean that you're no longer able or willing to do background for R&B?
No, not necessarily. I still will record and, you know, I still travel and sing. Of course, I do primarily gospel music, but I'm not opposed. If the song is right, you know, I'm not just going to be singing about just anything, but it has to be something that I believe in and that still fits my message and what I do. So I'm not opposed. Not at all.
Mm-mm. And so the Pastor Candy West love song album is still a possibility, is what you're saying.
Oh, absolutely. I think you all will get a love song album when I get married.
Oh, and then will Reverse be on that album?
Okay, so I see you did a little homework. You know what? Reverse won't be on that album. We're going to get some fresh music. I do write love songs. I do write songs about love, songs about relationships. And so that album will definitely be a body of fresh work and new music for sure. But I'll probably do something with Terrace Martin on that album and Robert Glasper, if the Lord is the same.
The song with Terrence and was amazing. I know Robert is on that as well, but just the dynamics with you and Robert, I could not imagine what that recording session is like. What is it? Okay, but give us just a little bit of detail if you don't mind. What is it that takes place in the room with you and Robert Glasper?
Well, actually, we recorded separately. Let me tell you how the song came about. Terrace Martin is like my godbrother. His mom is my godmother, my spiritual mom. And so whenever I would come to LA, he's always working on something. He's recorded and produced for Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, like the who's who of hip hop. And so whenever I would come to town, he'd be like, hey, I want to get you on the record. I'm just like, okay, cool. And so this particular time he's working on his project and he was like, hey, I want you to write a song. I want you to do a song. So can you come by the studio? And so I went to the studio, he pulled up the track and he was just like, I'ma just loop the track, but I got somewhere to go. So I'ma just leave you here. You write the track when you're ready to record, call me and I'll come back. And I'm just like, what? So he legit just looped the track. And I just started writing and humming to it. And I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm done. I'm ready to record. He recorded me and that was it. It was a very simple process, very simple. And then he added Robert on to it after the fact.
Well, I look forward to hearing more of you with Robert. Will there be, and I know that that's R&B, going back to gospel, will there be more of you and Cristobal as well?
It's very possible. You know, I know Pastor Cristobal is going to be working on music. I'm going to be working on music. So we will, there will possibly be another collaboration with the two of us.
Absolutely. Ken, oh, I'm so excited to hear that. Now, I know that if I said right now, I would love to be on the next Pastor Kanye West album, you'd be like, but Javon, I've never heard you sing. I don't know what this would sound like, what this would be like. Well, here's an opportunity for you on a little segment we call The Creative Show. This is the part of the show where you may have seen in the intro where we sing, and I know that this is being sprung upon you. So I'm going to give you time to prepare what you're going to do. I want to hear a song from you that is currently playing in your playlist that's not gospel. This is just to give people an idea of what Pastor Kanye West is listening to. So as you go through your phone and try to figure out, oh, what song will not make my congregation upset, I'm going to go ahead and let you hear the song that I have been listening to over and over again. It's called, and as I pull it up, I don't know which one I want to do because I've been listening to Wild Side featuring, you know, Cardi B, but I'm not going to sing that on the Javon Show, not right now. Yeba has a song out, and all she does is keep saying, my mind, my mind, my mind, about to lose my mind, give me one moment, my mind, my mind, about to lose my. So that's what Javon is listening to.
Okay.
It's called My Mind. I don't know if you caught what the title was in the and while I was singing it. It's me and Yeba. People say, you know, Javon, you have this Yeba-esque quality about yourself. And I just nod and I say, to God be the glory. enough foolishness. Let us hear, if you don't mind, what is Pastor Kanye West listening to these days?
I love, love, love Jasmine Sullivan. So one of her new songs that I love is Pick Up Your Feelings. So that would be a song that I would say is in my playlist.
Let us hear it.
Okay. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings.
Yes! Turn it over to the Lord, but don't leave them here.
Don't leave them here, huh?
Don't leave your feelings here. What were you about to say about PJ, which is by far, his Gumbo Live is one of my favorite things, period, on the planet. But what were you about to say about PJ?
First Began. That's a song that's been, I've been listening to that this week, like over and over and over again. I love that song.
Is there a person that you're singing that song with, since we are talking about you and marriage and love album and...
You know, I'm going to move like Issa Rae in this, you know. I'm
going to
Issa on y'all.
Just one day we're gonna read an essence. Wait, Pastor Kanye West did what?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think so. On that same album, Yeba does the song I Believe in You.
Mm-hmm.
You are the song of my dad. She flat footed sings that song in overalls.
She does.
Oh my God. I can definitely see you and PJ doing a little collaboration together.
Absolutely. I would love, love, love to collaborate with PJ. And maybe on the Love album, I'll be able to do so.
That would be nice. Yeah. Before we go, I have just one more song request from you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
What is a song that you might sing or hum to yourself just during those moments of quiet isolation where you're just trying to regroup, refocus, whether it's gospel, R&B, jazz, classical, if it's Beethoven, what is a song that when Pastor Candy West just needs to recover that she'll go to?
Oh, it's a hymn. It is well. That is always a song that just reminds me of no matter what season I'm in, I am always encouraged that it is well with my soul. That's one of my favorites.
And can we hear just a little bit of it before you go?
Yep. When peace like a river attendeth my way, and sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my life thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul.
My God. Well, if it wasn't well before, it's well now. Pastor Candy West, can you please let us know where we can find you on social media?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram, The Candy West, T-H-E Candy West. You can find me on Twitter and on Facebook at Candy West. You can go to my website for all things Candy West at www.candywest.com. And for booking, you can email booking@candywest.com to bring me to your city. Yes.
And I must say that this has been one of my greatest thrills. Again, I followed you from way back in the day through all of the things that you've been doing. I can always distinctly hear your voice. And it's great to actually be able to have a conversation with you and have you on the Javon Show. So once again, thank you so much for coming on Little Old Me Show.
It's my pleasure. Like Chick-fil-A, it's my pleasure.
It was my pleasure. That's what I tell them. No, it was my pleasure to have you. So thank you so much, Pastor. I look forward to the Love album. I look forward to hearing about the wedding in Essence. And I look forward to getting your call to be on your next album based off of the My Mind audition that I did earlier today. Wonderful.
Blew me away. Okay.
And that's the edit that I'm going to cut to where at the end of me singing, it's going to come right back to Pastor Candy West saying, It blew me away. On behalf of Dr. Anaysha Thompson and Elevate Magazine, thank you guys so much for tuning in today. That's Pastor Candy West. Make sure you go right now to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, follow her, and then go buy the music. Don't go stream the music, because that's free. Go buy the music so she can get some extra coins and help her prepare for this album.
Yes.
Oh my God, we didn't do this. I need 2 more minutes.
Okay.
The church. Tell us about the church where you're pastoring right now.
Yes. So I am a one of the pastors at All Nations Worship Assembly Huntsville, but I'm a proud member. I serve there too. I don't just preach and teach and sing, but I also serve there. So you can definitely find me doing something on a weekly basis at some point. All Nations Worship Assembly Huntsville, you can follow us at All Nations HSB. And my pastor is Pastor Brandon J. Clack. Yes, that's my pastor, Pastor Brandon J. Clack. Yes, sir.
He is phenomenal. You all had my friend Melissa Bethia out there. She is amazing. She's a co-host on this show. She wasn't able to make it today. But we are huge fans of the Clacks, and we're both huge fans of you. So once again, Pastor Candy West, thank you for coming on the show today.
It's an honor. Thank you.
On behalf of everyone here at Elevate Magazine, take care of yourselves and each other. God bless you. Goodbye. A little bit crazy. I'm just saying, your mama is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, she is.
And I will make a great stepfather because I raised my kids well, right? And
I'm in need of a stepdad. You are in need of a stepdad. I'm in need of one too, but you might not.
You really need a stepdad, Leah.
I do. Okay. Anyway, that's fun. That's enough. We gotta take over the tomorrow. Get a little bit crazy.